हरे कृष्ण। वर्स नंबर 26। वेदाहं समतीतानि वर्तमानानि चार्जुन भविष्याणि च भूतानि मां तु वेद न कश्चन। वेदाहं समतीतानि, वेदा मीन्स आई नो, समतीतानि आई नो एवरीथिंग दैट हैज हैपेंड इन द पास्ट सो फार। Not only that, vartamanani cha Arjuna, I know whatever is happening now also about everyone in all corners of the universe. Bhavishyani cha bhutani, I know the future of people also. So Krishna, line by line, he is giving more and more knowledge about him. I know the past, I know the present, I know the future also. Mam tu veda na kaschana, but no one knows me, although I know everything. I know the past, present and future of every single person everywhere, but still it's not very easy to know me. Okay. So, unlike the ordinary human being, Lord Krishna says that he completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present and what will happen in the future. In the fourth chapter, we have seen that Krishna remembers everything. For example, Arjuna asked Krishna that, my dear Krishna, you are claiming that you have taught this spiritual knowledge to Vivaswan, sun god, who is born before you. You are my contemporary. You have just born just few years back, maybe a century back. So how should I believe that you have taught this to him? Then Krishna said that, actually you have passed so many births, I also had so many births. But I know everything, I remember everything, you forgot everything. So basically by those verses, Krishna is highlighting that an ordinary conditioned soul may not remember everything that has happened in his life, but Krishna remembers everything, whatever has happened. He knows everything, whatever is happening in future, in currently and in future also. Okay. So the sun, the moon and the stars are not actually covered. Similarly, the clouds may cover all these in the sky temporarily, but this covering is only apparent to our limited vision. We are covered by cloud. It's not that sun, moon and stars are covered by cloud. So our vision is covered by the cloud, that way we are unable to see. Okay. So the sun, similarly Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord. By his internal potency, he is not manifest to the less intelligent class of men. As it is stated in the third verse of this chapter, out of millions and millions, only some people can understand. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tattvataha. So only very rarest person can understand Krishna in truth. Now Krishna says in this shloka, mam tu vedana kaschana. It's not easy for everyone to understand me. Okay. So why people cannot understand Krishna? Because of Maya's covering. But is there any possibility that we can understand Krishna even to some extent, sometime? Okay. So why no one knows Krishna? Krishna says in 27th verse. But can someone know Krishna? Yes. Bhaktiyamam abhijanati. By devotion one can understand Krishna. So the reason why we cannot understand Krishna is described in the next shloka, 27th shloka. Icchadvesha samutvena
Dvandva mohena bharata
Sarva bhutani sammoham
Sarge yanti parantapa
Icchadvesha samutvena. Because of Icha. Icha means desire. Dvesha means hatred. Because of desire and hatred. Or attachment and aversion. Attachment and repulsion. Attraction and repulsion. Two things. Oh, I like this and I don't like this. Two things. Icha is I like this, I desire it.
I aspire for it. Dvesha means I don't like this. I want to stay away from it. Ichha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata. So dvandva means delusion. This duality is there. Dvandva mohena. Moha is delusion. Dvandva is duality. So the duality of delusion is inducing the conditioned soul to desire something and to hate something else. Okay? Heat and cold. If it is winter, you desire heater. Okay? If it is summer, you desire AC. And if it is winter, you hate AC. And if it is summer, you hate heater. Right? So, you are conditioned by material modes. You are developing under that conditioned state, you are developing desire or hatred for material objects, which are also under material modes. Right? So, Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoham. And who is bewildered like this? Sarva Bhutani. Everybody is bewildered like this. Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Sarge Yanti Parantapa. Okay, O Parantapa. Chastiser of enemies. All the living entities are put into this delusion and they are just between these two extremes of desire and hatred. Okay? That's why they are unable to know me. So, Prabhupada writes, the real constitutional position of living entity is the subordination to Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by illusory energy. He cannot understand Krishna. Okay? So, why one cannot know Krishna? Because of the delusion of dualities of honor and dishonor, and misery and happiness, man and woman, good and bad, attachment, aversion, attraction, repulsion, desire, hatred. Because of all this, one cannot know Krishna. But is there anyone who is free from this delusion? And who by dint of that freedom from delusion can understand Krishna? Is there anyone? So Krishna says, Yesham tvantagatam papam,
Yesham tvantagatam papam,
Jananam punya karmanam,
Jananam punya karmanam,
Te dvandva moha nirmukta,
Te dvandva moha nirmukta,
Bhajante mam dridhavratah,
Bhajante mam dridhavratah.
Yesham tu antagatam papam means for a person whose sins are completely eradicated. Antagatam papam. All papa is gone. No more sinful activities and sinful tendencies. Sinful life is destroyed. Yesham tu antagatam papam. Second, jananam punya karmanam. People are into only performing pious activities, noble deeds, righteous activities. Number three, te dvandva moha nirmukta. One who is completely devoid of this delusion of dualities. In the previous sloka, Krishna spoke about dvandva. Dvandva mohena bharata in the second line. Now in the third line of this verse, he says, dvandva moha nirmukta. One who is devoid of this delusion of dualities. So such people can easily understand Krishna, can easily worship Krishna. Bhajante mam dridhavrataha. Such people who are devoid of sin, performing only pious activities, and who are devoid of delusion of dualities, they can easily perform bhakti unto Krishna with great determination. Okay. So, now, in the 16th chapter of 16th sloka of this chapter, which is Chaturvidha Bhajante Imam Jana Sukritino Arjuna. So, there is a connection between the 16th sloka and this 28th sloka. In the 16th sloka, Krishna spoke about four types of Sukritinas. Artha, Jignasu, Arthaarthi, Jnani. So, of this, the first three types are Sakama Bhaktas. Okay. So, these Sakama Bhaktas worship Krishna. Okay. All four worship Krishna. Now, he is going to describe another type of Sakama Bhakta. Earlier, Krishna said in the 28th sloka, Krishna said, who can worship Krishna with determination, those who are freed from sin, those who have acted piously, and those who are free from dualities can worship Krishna. But in the 16th sloka, he already spoke about four types of people who worship Krishna, but they worship Krishna with some desires. Of these four categories of people who worship Krishna with desires, the first three are pure sakama bhaktas. They have deep-rooted material desires. They are karma mishra bhaktas. The fourth one is a jnana mishra bhakta, who is much more advanced. So, apart from these three sakama bhaktas or karma mishra bhaktas, there is a fourth type of karma mishra bhakta or fourth type of sakama bhakta. Who is that? Mokshakami bhakta. First is artha bhakta. Next is jignasu bhakta. Third is artharthi bhakta. Fourth is Mokshakami Bhakta, who is described in the 29th sloka. Jaramarana Mokshaya
Jaramarana Mokshaya
Mamashritya Yatantire
Mamashritya Yatantire
Te Brahmatadviduhu Krishnam
Te Brahmatadviduhu Krishnam
Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam
Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam.
Say this. Jaramarana Mokshaya means intelligent people who are striving for liberation. Moksha means liberation. Liberation from Jara and Marana. Jara is old age, Marana is death. Those who are seeking liberation from birth, this death and old age, Mamashritya, they take shelter of Krishna. Jaramarana Mokshaya Mamashritya Yatantite, they endeavor in that direction. Earlier, Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi worshipped Krishna. And now Mokshakami is worshipping Krishna, desiring Moksha. Te Brahma tad viduh krishnam. Such people are actually Brahma. Brahman means they know everything about Brahman. They can be called as Brahman. Te Brahma viduh krishnam. Okay. Adhyatmam karma chakhilam. And they also know not only Brahman, they know about Adhyatma. Means transcendental activities. Karma. Karma is also transcendental activity. Adhyatma is self. So they know about Brahman, about Adhyatma, and about Karma. Brahman is the Supreme Spirit, and Adhyatma is the Self, and this Karma is transcendental activity. They know about these three. What are these three? Krishna has not elaborated on this earlier. Karma, he said in a different sense in the previous six chapters. But these are like different terminologies. Brahman, Adhyatma, and Karma. These three are new terminologies that Krishna introduced. This is the last but one sloka of 7th chapter. And in the last sloka of 7th chapter, Krishna introduces some more terminologies. We'll recite that also and then discuss. Sadhibhutam Sadhibhutadi Devam Mam
Sadhibhutadi Devam Mam
Sadhi Yagnam Chate Viduhum
Sadhi Yagnam Chate Viduhum
Prayanakale Pichamam
Prayanakale Chapimam
Devi Duryukta Chetasaham
Devi Duryukta Chetasaham.
Now Krishna said, Sa Adhibhuta Adhibhuta, he defined one more. He introduced one more terminology. Adhibhuta is basically the governing principle of this entire material manifestation. What is that? We'll see. Next is Adhidaivam. Adhidaiva means the controller of demigods. Adhiyagnam means the lord of sacrifices. Okay. Sa Adhibhutam Adhidaivam Adhiyagnam Mam Chate Viduhu Prayanakale Pichamam. Prayanakala means the time of living body at the time of death. Prayanakale picha mam te vidur. Even at the time of death also people can know me. Okay. Tave te vidur yukta chetasaha, because their consciousness is engaged in me. So basically, in the 29th sloka, Krishna spoke about Mokshakami Bhakta, who worships Krishna desiring liberation from Jara and Marana, old age and death. So this is the fourth type of Sakama Bhakta, that is one topic. And 29th sloka, second half, and the 30th sloka, Krishna spoke about different terminologies. And the terminologies were, one is Brahma, second is Adhyatma, third is Karma, then next is Adhiyagna, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva, And he also spoke about prayanakala. Prayanakala means the time of living body. Okay. So Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma, Adhibhuta, Adhi Daiva, Adhi Yajna, and Prayanakala. So these are the seven new terminologies that Krishna has introduced in the last two slokas, one and a half slokas of seventh chapter. What are they? You have a question. Arjuna also had a question. And he asks that question in the 8th chapter, first two slokas. And in 8th chapter beginning only, Krishna defines these terms. At this stage, he only said that a spiritual seeker has good understanding of these terms. Okay, what are the terms? What is the explanation of these terms? That will be revealed in the 8th chapter in response to Arjuna's question. When we come to 8th chapter, we'll discuss these terminologies more deeply. Okay. Now, to summarize, in this one chapter, Krishna spoke about the glory of knowledge about his own self. So, this is the beginning chapter of the bhakti section of Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna spoke about the knowledge about his own self. You should hear to know about me. And by hearing from me, I am going to reveal to you jnana and vijnana. Jnana is knowledge about Krishna's opulences and majesties and energies. And vijnana is knowledge about Krishna's own personal attributes and sweetness. Okay. So, and such a person who has full jnana and vijnana is very rare. So in the first three slokas, he said that. And from 4th sloka to 12th sloka, Krishna spoke about his energies. 4th sloka, Krishna says about his material energy, which is Bhumirapo Analo Vayu Khammano Buddhirevajya. And in the 5th sloka, he spoke about his spiritual energy, which is the living entity. And 6th sloka, he said that I am the source of both material and spiritual energies. And anything that you see in this world is a combination of matter and spirit. I am the source of both. Okay. And I am the maintainer of everything. Without me, nothing can sustain. And there he says, Mattaha Parataram Nanyat Kinchi Dhananjaya in the 7th sloka. And from 8th sloka till 11th sloka, Krishna says how he is the active principle and the essence of everything. If you drink water, Krishna is the taste of water. If you see earth, the fragrance of the earth is Krishna. Like that, how Krishna is the active principle and essential quality of everything that you see in the entire material world. Okay. But all these things in the material world are manifested by material modes. And Krishna is the active principle of all of them. Does it mean that Krishna is also under the influence of modes? Krishna clarifies in the 12th verse that, no, I am not under the influence of material modes. Okay. And but the jiva is under the influence of material modes. Because of that, he cannot understand that I am not under the influence of material modes. So, in the 13th sloka, he says like that. In the 14th sloka, he says, so how can the jiva come out of this delusion of modes and understand me? By surrendering unto me, by taking shelter of me. So, daivi hiyasha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. So, after that, after speaking about surrender unto him and knowing him, Krishna says, there are four types of people who don't take shelter of me. There are four dushkritanas. Mudha, Naradhama, Mayaya Apaharta Jnana, and Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. And there are four types of people who surrender to Krishna, who take shelter of Krishna. There are four types of sukritanas. Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi, Jnani. He says in the 16th sloka. And in the 17th and 18th slokas, he speaks that Jnani is the best of all these four. Okay. And in the 19th sloka, he says, such people who surrender unto me will eventually, after several lifetimes, attain me only, having purified of all their material propensities. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapatyati. So, having spoken about people who surrender unto Krishna with material desires, Krishna will now speak about people who, having material desires, surrender unto someone else other than Krishna. They are the demigod worshippers. Verse number 20 to 23, he speaks about demigod worshippers. Because of so many material desires, to attain quick results to those material desires, they worship demigods. But it is Krishna who steadies their faith and who also reciprocates with their worship through giving them benedictions. But these benedictions are very temporary in nature, as much as the demigods are also temporary. Okay. So this is one category of people who do not surrender to Krishna. And there is another category of people who even offend Krishna by calling his form as Maya, they are impersonalists. Okay. So they consider that avyakta means unmanifest absolute truth became manifest with a form, but actually absolute truth is impersonal. Such people are very unfortunate. They are abuddhayah. They have no intelligence. While the demigod worshippers are just less intelligent. They are less intelligent. These people have no intelligence. Okay. And Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unto them. That's why he says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. Okay. So after saying this, Krishna says that he knows the past, present and future of everyone. Okay. But people do not know him easily. Why? Because they are under the delusion of Maya. That is, Ichha Dvesha Samutvena. And who can come out of this delusion by and practice determined bhakti? One who is pious, one who is not sinful, and one who is freed from realities. Such people can understand Krishna. And then he speaks about fourth type of Sakama Bhakta, which is Moksha Kami Bhakta. And then he just introduces seven new terminologies. So, that is a summary of the chapter. And in this chapter, Krishna spoke about six types of devotees who worship him. So, they are four types of Sakama Bhaktas. Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi, and this Mokshakami person. Okay. So, Jignasu. Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi, and the Mokshakami person. These four are Sakama Bhaktas. And Jnani is another category. You cannot completely call him Sakama Bhakta. He is a Jnana Mishra Bhakta, not a Karma Mishra Bhakta. And there is a Kevala Bhakta, who is described in the first sloka, who just exclusively hears about him. And Kevala Bhakta is also described in the 19th sloka. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavanma Prapadjati Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. That Mahatma is actually Kevala Bhakta. So Kevala Bhakta, who is a pure devotee, Jnani, who is a Jnana Mishra Bhakta, and Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi, Mokshakami, who are Karma Mishra Bhaktas. So, are Sakama Bhaktas. That's the right terminology. So, these are the six categories of devotees that Krishna described in the seventh chapter. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. You can.